Greg and Scott on RadioSlot.com. Welcome to our show. We are a podcast that mashes together pop culture, current events, and anything else we can think of. And if you're not offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott with three T's. This show today, sponsored by your friend in the solar business, Alex Garnfeld. Electricity rates are going up like everything else, and it's insane. Go energy independent and save money by going solar. Call Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 for a consultation and free quote. Energy costs going up at least 10% a year. Here in California, we're looking at a 22% increase very soon, so now's the time. Alex is your partner dealer from Solar Energy Partners. Call today, 925-791-1776, and put money back in your pocket. 925-791-1776, and tell Alex that Drake and Scott sent you.
Yes, and not Gavin.
Yes, definitely well, not Gavin.
I mean, indirectly, Gavin sent him.
Well, I suppose, yeah. If it wasn't for certain rubbish policies, yeah, we wouldn't be in this position. And, of course, it works out great for somebody like Alex, who can help you save money by installing solar panels on your roof. So give him a call, tell him Drake and Scott sent you, and he will take care of you. How you doing, Scott? What we're coming off of a big holiday. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
All right.
Yeah, I had a great time. But I'm still thinking about this solar energy thing. Because it's got me all triggered with the whole PG&E and Gavin and the whole thing. And I heard you say in the slot right there, mm-hmm. we could put more money back in our pockets.
Yes.
Which I love.
Right.
But I'm thinking it's going to cost me money no matter what, right?
Yeah.
And even, I know Alex is going to save us money. But even if it didn't, I think I got an argument. I would rather give my money to Alex than to Gavin.
That's a good point.
Because when I pay PG&E, they're going to overcharge me, mm-hmm. and then they're going to write him fat checks
right.
so that he can let them continue to do whatever they want.
Right.
I'm giving Alex my money.
Okay.
So
you want his phone number?
I think I have it.
Okay.
I heard it read twice. So, so yeah, no, and after this vacation, I need to save some money because, man, we spent it.
What did you do?
We flew. We went on vacation.
Okay.
You got to see. I loaded everybody on.
Do you want to say where or do you want to keep that on the QT?
Okay. It was sunny and wonderful.
Okay.
Never got below 67 in the middle of the night. Got up into the 80s right next to the pool that I was at in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Okay. Sounds like fun.
So mahalo and aloha.
Well, we stayed home. Went out to my mother's place. It was the first time since her cancer treatment that she's cooked Thanksgiving dinner, so it was very nice. And it was very quiet, and yeah, we had a very nice time. So, but back to the grind today.
Yeah, I took in some solar by the pool.
Just direct
soaking
sun.
It in.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to work on my vitamin D levels and all that.
Well, over the four-day weekend, my wife wanted me to go take the comforter on our bed, take it to a laundromat to get cleaned. And I thought, well, why don't we just take it to the dry cleaner? And she's like, well, then we'll be without it for 3 days. And I've never used a laundromat before, so it was a little confusing. So that's just to tease what we have to talk about. Brian gets confused in a laundromat. Then later, my wife and I almost had a fight over her present. So we can talk about that. We got Travis Kelce under fire for old tweets where he was fat shaming and claiming NFL cheerleaders need to pass a beauty standard. It's gloriously funny. And the reaction from Swifties is probably not what you would expect. We got a bunch of people, i.e. liberals, leaving Texas. And my Irish cousins are raising hell in old Dublin town.
Yes.
It's very good.
Is that my buddy Connor?
Yeah, him too.
Okay, we'll get to him.
Yeah, and maybe we'll get to this one, maybe we won't. I think it's kind of ironic. It's a former Obama administration official under fire and under arrest, actually, for harassing a Palestinian food vendor on the street, somewhere in New York City, I believe. Very much out of bounds, all on video, and if we get to that today, we can play a little bit, and you can see just how off the rails this guy went, and it's kind of unfortunate. Usually, we start off with a crazy on the way. Do you have anything from this morning? Or
you know, I was the vacation. I'm rested. And I thought I'm off to do the show, and I have an alternative route that I take to get here because the original route just was driving me nuts. Too many stoplights, and you're sitting there. So, anyways, I was feeling good today, and the car was parked a different direction. I thought, you know, I'll try the original route just to see. I mean, maybe I was wrong, right? Nope, I was right. Sitting at lights, nobody's crossing any direction.
Yeah.
There's nobody walking in the crosswalks. And there's cars in like five or six waiting, holding patterns with nothing happening. So we're subject to these timers and stuff.
Yep.
And I wonder how much that drives traffic into residential areas because people just find alternative routes.
I'm sure it does. It does enough that sometimes you see signs saying, you know, don't go through here if you don't live here, or that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, maybe I'm just a grumpy old man and everybody else is okay with sitting at lights and wasting time. Just seems like sitting in the car is the least productive way of time spent.
Exactly.
So, I'm just a grumpy old man.
Well, I had similar delays. I took what I thought was the faster route to get here today, and I wound up in more traffic than usual. Caused because of some road work that has been going on Stanley Boulevard now for almost a year, when the road washed out during the big storms we had back in March, April. And they still haven't fixed it. And it's like, what's taking so long? You know, you fill in the dirt and repave the road and nothing. So it's still, you know, but
I think the one variable in that we can control is remembering that there's a reason we stopped taking the original routes here. And we need to stop second guessing.
Yeah. That. We need to take the ones that we know that are going to be much more efficient, even if it takes, even if it's a little bit longer and takes a little bit more time. At least it won't be. I mean, it was a toss up with the delays. I could have gone the other way and still would have been here at the usual time. So,
yeah. Anyway. Oh, hey, I just remembered. I wanted to congratulate you.
For what?
Happy Cyber Monday.
Okay.
It's Cyber Monday, man.
Oh.
All across the world.
I see.
It's the day where you, whatever you didn't get on Good Friday, well, not Good Friday. Black Friday. Whatever you didn't get then and didn't get on Saturday, you can go online today.
Okay.
Pay the same price you would have paid any other time.
Right.
You can feel like you're getting a discount because it's Cyber Monday.
Right on. Okay. And well, that's...
The marketing will have you again.
Okay. Okay. Speaking of which, of going online and buying things, that's a good segue into my almost argument with my wife. So it's a bit of a... This does not involve a Christmas present. This involves her anniversary present from back in August, which I didn't forget to get. It was just she said what she told. Well, I kind of forgot to get it. I guess that's the way to
hear. You're not talking your way out of this one. She's not even here and you can't get through.
I'm just trying to think of the tomfoolery and hijinks that led us to where we were at. I think it was because she didn't know what she wanted. She would get back to me. She didn't get back to me for a couple of weeks. Then she did. Then I forgot. Then she reminded me. Then it's like, you know, this whole thing. So over the weekend, she's like, she's on the computer and she says, here's what I want for my anniversary gift. And it was a bike rack for her bicycle.
Sure.
And I said, that's great. Email me that and I will get it for you. And she just hits me with, I'm not picking out my own present, Brian. This is what I, you know, you're gonna have to go to Amazon and find one either just like this or, you know, and surprise me, even though she's, you know, she knows what she's getting. And it's like, well, what's wrong with the one you're looking at right there? She says, well, I want you to pick it out. And it just almost became this whole big thing. And,
so she picked it out, but didn't want to pick it out.
Exactly. And it's just, female logic. It's like, get me this, but don't get me this.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I've decided I'm not going to use Amazon. I'm just going to go to the sporting goods place and pick one out there.
Did you go on Black Friday?
No.
Yeah. Did you leave the house on Black Friday?
Yes, and that gets me into my other embarrassing story. I had to take the comforter to go get it washed. And I picked a laundromat. I thought it was going to, you know, big thick comforter. I thought it was going to take all day. So it's like I picked the laundromat across the street from my church because I know the pastor. And I was like, I can put the thing in the laundry machine, go to the church, sit outside and smoke a cigar, go back and put it in the dryer and you know. And there was a hamburger stand there too, so I can get lunch if I want to. I mean, it was going to be I expected to be there all day. I'm going to plan it out just perfectly. Well, I get to the laundromat and there's all these big, you know, industrial sized machines. I thought, oh, this is great. And everything's wide open. I'm just going to chuck this in and be done with it. So I put it in the machine and I'm looking, okay, well, I put the coins in and I'm like, well, where's the soap go? I'm like, oh, this is a dryer.
Oh, good
like,
job.
Whoops. So it's like, okay, well, there goes those quarters. And I take it out and I finally find the proper washing machine. And then it's like, where's the soap go? And it's like, oh, the soap goes here. And then it's like, oh, I forgot soap.
Wow. Wow.
So there was a soap vending machine at this place. So I got a little box of Tide, you know, and took care of business, set the machine for a half hour, went to smoke my cigar, came back, took it out, put it in the proper dryer this time, another half hour, finished my cigar, and then took everything home. Instead of being there all day, it was only like an hour and a half. So that actually worked out to be pretty good.
So this episode brought to you by the local laundromat.
Yeah, I guess. But the whole process of like, oh, this is a dryer. You know, I almost, you know, it was a good thing I forgot the soap because I would have put a bunch of soap in the dryer and then we really would have had a problem.
Man, I wish that was our story. That would have been fun. That
would have been great. The other funny part was there was this young Vietnamese lady who must have been doing the laundry for like six households. And she was shuffling between the tables and the machines and pushing this big metal cart around, you know, moving things here and there. And every time I turn around, this woman's bearing down on me like she's trying to knock me over. So it was like, you know, go, you know, move over here. Whoa, over there, you know, and she's zipping by and just... So
you got a cardio workout as well.
That too, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Good job.
So those
I tried not to go anywhere Black Friday or is there a name for Saturday? Does Saturday have
small business Saturday.
You're supposed to
do your local business. You're supposed to shop small there.
Yeah. I almost didn't leave my house at all. So we do Thanksgiving on Friday with our family. So okay. I was at home on Black Friday and that's glorious because skip all the traffic and I don't want to go to places.
Well, it's a zoo.
Thousands of people and pretty much, I saw a statistic somewhere that there's only about 35% of stuff sold on Black Friday that's actually discounted from normal days.
Really?
So why go out?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I saw, because we live really close to the freeway. And so if I go anywhere, I usually have to go over an overpass. And you can see the traffic on the freeway both directions. And there were... I think 3 days where it was absolute gridlock. Mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Just, I don't like, why do people want to go out and sit in all that?
I mean, if you think traffic lights are bad, trying to sitting in those delays is even worse.
So we got to come up with a new solution for the shopping thing.
Yeah. Well, I just don't leave the house. You know, it's like, why?
Stay home Saturday.
I mean, I've got everything I need there. I can
stay home Sunday. Maybe
have
Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and stay home Sunday.
Okay.
And then, just to not get out.
And then Cyber Monday?
Yeah. I'm curious, like, are we going to go back to normal traffic patterns today? Or we'll see.
Probably.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, we are 1 minute away from a break, so we should probably take that. I do want to get to this Travis Kelce tweet story because it really is kind of amusing. And
let's close this out. Are you a brick and mortar shopper or are you an online? Do you like the Cyber Monday idea? Or
I guess, you know, it's like because I always find that if I go to some place. If I go brick and mortar, they don't have what I want. Like whether it's music or books or whatever, because I always go for the obscure stuff. Or I have, you know, if it's a gifts, it might be something obscure too, and it's just easier to find those things online and wait a couple of days rather than to go to two or three stores to find out that nobody has it and that you're kind of out of luck. Because then
I have anxiety of buying stuff online because I'm just afraid I'm going to somehow get jobbed on it. I'm going to get the wrong product or it won't work. And then I got to figure out how to send it back.
Sending things back is pretty easy. I did that with some printer in cartridges last week.
Yeah. So. I bought a contraption for the dog a couple of weeks ago online and thought it was the perfect one. It shows up and I go through all the instructions and it doesn't work. And then tried a couple other things. I finally called them and said, hey, the thing doesn't work. And said, well, email us a photo of your receipt. And so I do that. And then they want to send me another thing that I got to fill out. And then I send that in and we'll send you a replacement. They sent me a replacement. It was the wrong thing. So I'm out like $60 or something like that in hours that I can't get back. Mm-hmm. And I still don't have a working contraption that I thought, well, I was all excited about. So I think I'm more of a brick and mortar. I want to see it, actually have it. And
I understand.
Know where I can walk in and say, take this back. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work.
And you can throw it at them.
I don't do that, Brian. Okay. I like people.
All right. Drake and Scott back after this. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com.
Yo.
Ooh. This music turned out pretty good. I picked this at random.
This chair does sink.
Yeah. You got the sinking chair today. Yeah, Ziggy's sitting on the chair that won't stay upright. And
it's not very friendly.
No, not at all. Who's reading the commercial?
Me.
You. Okay, go for it.
No, but hey, if you ever wanted a friend in the solar business, now you have one. You have the chance to go energy independent and stick it to the power company by going solar. Call Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 for a consultation and a free quote. Alex is your partner dealer from Solar Energy Partners. He will find a plan to suit you and your family, save you money. Once again, that's 925-791-1776. Tell them Drake and Scott sent you. And Ziggy for absolutely zero bonus.
Well, no, they will work something out. I don't think mentioning your name is going to get anything, but, you know, of course you
well, do. Yeah, no, you mentioned my name for zero bonus. He might charge you extra.
We will work. I'm sure he could work something out, but yes, Alex is a good man to know. So we got Britain's most hated mother back in the news, and I guess this is a British thing. This is the first time I've ever heard of her. But she's apparently been up to some shenanigans in the past, and now she's doing it again. So this is from the New York Post. A mother dubbed Britain's most hated woman is back in the spotlight, this time for charging her family members to dine at her Christmas dinner. Carla Bellucci said she'll be charging her relatives nearly $200 per person for a family Christmas dinner, believing that she should be compensated for the burden of preparing a meal for 15 people. Quote, it's not cheap feeding people, and it also takes a lot of time to put together a nice meal, the 42-year-old told the Daily Mail. And she won't take any criticism, telling those that disagree, quote, get stuffed with all the trimmings.
Huh.
What do we think?
Well, looking at these pictures, I'm guessing that maybe her OnlyFans ain't doing too well.
Ooh. No, this works out. This works out really well for me. Actually, I'm going to accept the invitation. I'm going to go and I'm going to pay the $200 just because I want to see what happens.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then I'm going to hit her with the bill for my appearance
fee. For your appearance fee. Okay.
Yeah, it's $500. So then she's going to have to pay me $300. The difference for being there.
Yeah, her OnlyFans isn't working because she's getting a little chunky here. So she has.
We don't have to go there.
Well.
No. Are you saying she already had the Thanksgiving dinner?
Both of them. So she has a family of six, including her husband, Gio, and her three youngest children. They're 18, 15, and 12 months. Oh, maybe that's why. And she's expecting 9 additional relatives for Christmas, and she's expecting them to pay at the door. The $200 fee includes a complete dinner starring turkey and one glass of champagne. Any additional alcohol consumed will be... bring your own bottle, she said. Everything I do is for profit, and my family understands that. God.
Wow.
What a...
That's not the definition of family.
No. Boy, all these cheesecake pictures of her. My goodness. At least she's dressed, but it's like... Now I think I know why she's kind of a thing in England. And what I'm wondering, if this is just a way for her to get back and, you know, get some attention, get back in the spotlight somehow... although her first Oh, wait, I got to get to this one. Doors will open at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There will be a game of charades, and then she'll kick them all out at 10 o'clock.
I'll pay $200 if I don't have to play the game of charades.
Yeah.
I'm curious what's for dessert.
How much are you charging?
Stop. We're not. No, we're not. No, we're not doing that. As Scott usually tells extra? Me, as Scott tells me, whenever I try to work blue, abort, abort, abort. No.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that today.
Yeah. Are you charging?
What?
Are you going to charge?
For what?
For Christmas.
No.
You're not charging anybody?
I'm not cooking Christmas dinner.
Oh. Ziggy, you charging anybody? I might actually pay people to come to my Christmas party rather than charge them.
You why?
Because I'm not here to make money. I want the family around. I'll pay for the whole dinner. You guys just show up. I'll give you gas money.
Okay.
I think I might do that just for fun, out of protest.
Okay.
Out of protest.
All right. Then that's your thing then.
I want to drive fast in the fast lane. So here, get over here. And there's no limit on the drinks and
okay.
Desserts for free. Don't go there.
Well,
plenty of cheesecake.
Well, heck, maybe I'll go.
You want to come?
Let's go. So anyway,
this is a non-story. Let's move on from her.
No.
She's getting way too much press. Right
no,
now.
We have to. I got to explain why she's Britain's most hated mom. She it says here in 2020. She bragged that she blew $10,000 on Botox and veneers instead of buying her kids presents. She faked depression to get a nose job with taxpayer money through the UK's publicly funded NHS. And then she became an OnlyFans model. Boom, you nailed it. she quit being an OnlyFans model because it was too tacky.
Meaning, sounds criminal, actually.
Well, she's English.
Well, come on.
Sorry.
You can't lump them all.
Yeah, I actually, wait till we get to the next story about a Brit who's having a bad day, too. Then that's...
I got a solution for him.
Okay, shall we explain what's going on first?
Sure. This 10-year-old?
Okay, so yeah, Britain's most hated mom. She's, bless her heart, let her go her own way. But now we have a 10-year-old child. I don't use Apple products. I know, Scott, you have an iPhone.
Yeah, I'm almost completely Apple.
Okay, so do you know the nerd face emoji?
Yeah.
Okay, smiley face, glasses and buck teeth.
Right.
Well, now we have a 10-year-old in England who wears glasses and has buck teeth. He has started a petition. His name is Teddy from England. He's initiated a campaign to urge Apple to redesign its nerd face emoji. Teddy, a proud glasses wearer, finds the current emoji offensive and insulting due to its portrayal of prominent front teeth.
Well, you got to stop right there. You can't be a proud glasses wearer and be offended at the same time. Opposed.
I understand. Yeah, I mean, as someone who's...
Where's dad?
Well,
where's again, the dad that let this kid post this or send this request?
This is in Britain, and dad is probably encouraging it because
I get an idea Brits for the just, emoji, the new emoji.
Okay.
We're going to use a picture of this kid's face. That's going to be the new one.
The emoji is already basically this kid's face. It's round. He's got buck teeth and the glasses. And the only difference is he's not. I want
an actual image of his face. From now on, I'm going to use the nerd thing. I'm just going to stick his face in there.
Okay, so he says, quote, "We want to change this. Apple is making it absolutely horrible for people wearing glasses."
Oh my gosh.
He redesigned the emoji himself. He's calling it the genius emoji. It features thin lenses, thin frames, and a small smiley face, steering away from what he describes as horrible rabbit teeth. Well, pot meat kettle.
Well, this is just market economy, kid. Go ahead. Put it out there, market it, see if it takes off, and if it doesn't, then you'll have your answer.
Yeah, it's.
I know. How about we charge the kid $200 every time he uses it?
Well, Apple has apparently redesigned the emoji in question several times, so if he just waits long enough, maybe it'll happen. Yeah. But yeah, it's just whine, complain, and. Is Apple beholden to a user to change emojis on a whim?
That stinking word again. Oh, word. No, they're not. They don't need to do anything. Mm-hmm. Although I hear they're going to change the poop emoji, the crap one, the little pile, the brown thing with the eyes.
Yeah.
Because apparently a bunch of people who have eyes are offended. It's obnoxious.
Yeah. Well, if we don't take a break here, we're going to offend some more advertisers.
I got an emoji for this kid.
Okay, what is it?
I can't say it on the air. Oh, okay.
Drake and Scott back after this.
We'll have to make that emoji.
Well, hang on. Now, what would your idea be? You got 20 seconds.
GFY. Oh.
Just a picture of Elon Musk. There you go.
There you go.
Here's for you, kid.
Okay, we'll be right back. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Welcome back. I'm Brian Drake. Scott's across the table. Scott with three T's. And then Ziggy's to my left and to your right.
Yo, yo. Do you ever dream of having a buddy in the solar industry? Well, now you do. Seize the opportunity to break free from the grip of traditional power companies and achieve energy independence through solar. Reach out to Alex Garnfeldt at 925-791-1776 for a complimentary consultation and a quote without any charges. As your trusted partner dealer from Solar Energy Partners, Alex is committed to tailoring a plan that suits your family's needs while putting money back in your pocket. And right now, take advantage of the Christmas special, only paying a dollar a month for your first 6 months. Call Alex, 925-791-1776, and tell him Drake and Scott sent you.
Thank you, Ziggy. Okay, well, I got everything figured out here regarding the audio for the University of Pennsylvania lady. So let's...
Which means we have to listen to it, huh?
Yeah, but it's bonkers, man. She's just... She will not... It's a typical bureaucrat. She cannot say yes or no. She has to double speak, go in circles, and in a case like this, it's just... It creates more problems than it solves. And let's go to the audio tape.
At Penn, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Penn's rules or code of conduct? Yes or no?
If the speech turns into conduct, it can be harassment. Yes.
I am asking, specifically calling for the genocide of Jews, does that constitute bullying or harassment?
If it is directed and severe or pervasive, it is harassment.
So the answer is yes.
It is a context-dependent decision, Congresswoman.
It's a context-dependent decision. That's your testimony today. Calling for the genocide of Jews is depending upon the context. That is not bullying or harassment. This is the easiest question to answer yes, Ms. McGill. So is your testimony that you will not answer yes?
If it is, if the speech
becomes, yes or no.
If the speech becomes conduct, it can be harassment, yes.
Conduct meaning committing the act of genocide? The speech is not harassment? This is unacceptable, Ms. McGill. I'm going to give you one more opportunity for the world to see your answer. Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Penn's code of conduct when it comes to bullying and harassment? Yes or no?
It can be harassment.
The answer is yes.
Wow, you know, I think we have our answer. Oops. Just in the dramatic pauses.
The dramatic, confused pauses, and if you could see the video, she's got this grin on her face. You can see the gears turning. You know, she's trying to...
Her first response, she said a sentence, and then she did say the word yes.
I noticed.
But then she qualified it, and then after that, wouldn't say yes again.
Right.
But I love the interviewer asking, so if it becomes conduct, basically you're asking then, is it okay to call for the genocide of Jews? And if it doesn't come to conduct, then the president of the university is saying, no, you can still say
it. You can
that.
Say it, you just can't do it. Yeah.
Yeah, which is a total violation of all of our speech laws.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it... big...
So this plays out.
Big controversy, yes. So the next day after the congressional hearing, the president, Liz McGill, had her apology video reading a script written by lawyers that she had a hard time keeping her eyes off of. It's 2 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but we'll get the gist here real quick.
Shouldn't it be 2 seconds?
There was a moment during yesterday's congressional hearing on anti-Semitism when I was asked if a call for the genocide of Jewish people on our campus would violate our policies. In that moment, I was focused on our university's longstanding policies aligned with the U.S. Constitution, which say that speech alone is not punishable. I was not focused on, but I should have been.
That's not true.
The irrefutable fact that a call for genocide of Jewish people is a call for some of the most terrible violence human beings can perpetrate. It's evil, plain and simple. I want to be clear. A call for genocide of Jewish people is threatening, deeply so. It is intentionally meant to terrify a people who have been subjected to pogroms and hatred for centuries and were the victims of mass genocide in the Holocaust.
Anyway, it just keeps
that's enough. We don't need a history lesson.
No, that's what she ends up going into, and it's like, well, I was, you know, it just more excuses and double talk, and I don't understand why the bureaucrats have to talk this way, and I'm trying to stay away from making general comments about education and educators and some of the people that end up in the head office because I know that's a little bit sensitive, but it's like. Why can't you just say yes or no? You know, why, yeah. why you know, and it's like, who is she trying to protect? Who is she trying to not make upset? But in the process, she made everybody upset. And now this new story here, now she's former President Liz McGill because she resigned as president of the University of Pennsylvania, but she will keep her tenured salary as a law school member, despite resigning as president. And she resigned on Saturday, but in an email to the university community, the university confirmed she will remain a tenured faculty member at the university's law school. So she kind of resigned and she kind of didn't.
Well, and it sounds like she gets to keep teaching.
And she gets, yeah.
And she gets to keep teaching that you can say whatever you want, even if it's evil and right. calls for the death of people.
Right.
Which is against our free speech law.
Mm-hmm. So
terrible.
Yeah. Just
that's a fail. Shame on you.
The stuff that comes out of especially higher education lately is
shame on you, Liz.
Just it's stunning. It really is.
She's forgotten where she got her name too. Where's Elizabeth come from?
Oh,
Old Testament.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you want to talk about something that's a little bit lighter.
It's probably why she doesn't go by Elizabeth. Right, because Beth is Hebrew as it gets.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
House, it's house in right. Hebrew. So, wants your to go foot, by I'm Liz. Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, Scott and I playing footsie under the table here because I was shifting and I.
Well, I do yoga now. All right.
All right. Oh no. Let's go to a story about Chipotle. At an incident that took place in New York. This is from CNN. A woman who threw a bowl of hot food in the face of a Chipotle worker has been sentenced to a month in jail and 2 months working at a fast food job. So I don't have the video of this, but it describes the woman, Rosemary Hain, berating a Chipotle worker, Emily Russell, on September 5th, and then throwing the food in her face at close range. She was not happy with how her burrito was cooked. It was redone once, and the second time she was still not happy, and that's when she threw it. The video went viral, and Mrs. Hain, she's a 39-year-old mother of four, pled guilty to misdemeanor assault, and she was sentenced last week. I'm sorry, this took place in Ohio. I don't know why the dateline says New York. Anyway, the judge in Ohio, Timothy Gilligan, gave her a choice, 90 days in jail or a 30-day sentence on top of 60 days working at a fast food job. The judge said, quote, do you want to walk in her shoes for 2 months and learn how people should treat people, or do you want to do your jail time?
Wow. Did she choose?
She said, Mrs. Haynes says she will take the fast food job. So what do you think? What is that an appropriate sentence?
I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it. I think everybody should have to wait tables for a couple months.
Yeah.
Just to figure out how to deal with people in their worst state.
Yeah, that's I couldn't imagine working that job. It's like I have a short enough temper as it is. And you know, to have to deal with certain people that I may or may not live with who place an order because I let her go first, and then it's my turn, and then she says, "Oh, wait a minute, can I change this?" And then, but what about maybe I want, you know? I mean, it's like order something, you know. And the poor waiter has to stand there and smile, and I'm just like,
"Oh well, do we have any confidence that she's going to do this well?"
Well, I don't know. She
you want to go order from her?
The story says she's yet to find a job. Her attorney says she's really sorry. But yeah, she has to actually.
She's really sorry.
The court is not arranging for the job. She has to go and apply and actually get the job herself. So that's an added wrinkle.
I wonder if there's a deadline on when she has to have a job and fulfill this. Otherwise, she just gets her 60 days in jail.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, she has to have the job approved by the court. She'll have to work 20 hours a week.
I just figured it out.
What?
I got the solution.
Go for it.
She has to work in the mess hall at the jail for 2 months.
Oh.
Yeah. Talk about a great line for you. Well, customers.
But the customers aren't going to be yelling about food or anything. They're just going to be in the line getting...
Oh, you know about customers in the mess hall at the jail?
Well, not directly, but I don't imagine they're asking much for, you know, hold the cheese, you know. I think what I should be asking. No,
I'm guessing.
Okay.
I don't know. You seem to know a lot. You know.
Well, I got
yoga pants.
I got a friend who used to work at a federal prison. He's retired now, so I can always ask him.
Yeah, I think it'd be great for her to spend the 90 days in jail and spend 2 months of that working in the mess hall, serving slop to the inmates.
Ziggy, what do you think?
I wonder if she's going to have a hard time finding a job if people, you know, they're reading this story like, we don't want to hire her.
That's a good question because, they will let her sit in jail. They will know that she's looking for a job to please the court. They're going to know she's not going to be there long. They're going to spend money and time training her.
Yep.
And then she's going to leave in 60 days. So that she might end up in jail anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Jig.
I think I'm worried about the four kids. What are they going to do for that 90 days?
Oh, dad's around, I'm sure.
Really?
Well.
You think dad's around?
I'm giving her the benefit of the
doubt.
If
dad was around, he would have spoke up a long time ago so that she wouldn't throw burrito bowls at people. I hope. Or I'm not sure we can call him dad at that point.
Maybe he taught her how to throw. And I just did a word search for husband, and he is not mentioned in the article. So,
would you want to be?
Well, do you have any confidence that she treats the husband any differently than she treats the attendant at the fast food place?
I'm probably not.
This is a pretty basic rule of life. What people are willing to do in public is surpassed by what they're willing to do in private.
Yeah, that's true. I found the video, but it's not very clear. I can't even. There's six people, and I can't even tell which one is her. But I'm sure she'd be the one throwing it. But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So okay, yeah. So someone short tempered in public is going to be more short tempered at home. Is that what your point is?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I want to see what tips she gets.
Well, the only food job I ever worked was at the fairgrounds in San Jose, and it wasn't terrible. I just, I didn't want to be there, so that made it terrible. It was my attitude that made it terrible.
Yeah.
And if you go into something like that with a bad attitude, then you're going to have a rough time. So I can only imagine the rough time she's going to have.
3 days at Burger King was enough for me.
That's all you only survived 3 days?
3 days.
What was so bad about it?
On the third day, he rose from the dead.
Yeah.
Like, I'm out. I did my time.
Yeah.
Did you, you didn't take a bath?
Young and dumb.
Okay. You didn't get into the sink like that one kid did?
No.
Okay. No. That's another video.
No, yeah. Stop. Stop there. Abort.
So what's in the special sauce on the Whopper?
Don't go there either. Golly.
Why? No, I like
burger. I need a mute button there's my side of the table.
No. There's a Burger King across the street from the house. I go there a couple times a month. I like Burger King. We used to go there all the time when I was in college.
I like you too much to tell you.
Oh, come on. It can't be that.
Well, there could be a positive side to this story.
Okay. What is the positive side?
Well, if you genuinely decide you want to like people and like your work and be good at something, she could probably have a really great experience and be fully rehabilitated.
Okay.
I waited tables for 2 years, and it's a good experience. You can make great money and meet people and work on your social skills and your ability to communicate, your efficiency, and all these great kind of things. So,
all right.
Let's hope for the best.
Yes.
In the spirit of Christmas.
Okay, that's right. Notice there's been no Brian Drake's Naked Cruelty for a couple of weeks now. So yes, I'm holding
you're still
back.
Still recovering.
I guess.
From using the former president's name on the air.
And speaking of which, now that the chains are off on that, we're going to talk about him a little more often, or I'm going to talk about him a little more often. But right now, we got to take a break. Back after this. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. We talked about Elvis, so let's play some Elvis. Because it's Christmas, we're doing an Elvis song that's not about Christmas, but it is called Put Your Hand in the Hand, and it's about Jesus. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Elvis did a lot of gospel songs.
Yeah, he definitely had a gospel phase.
Yeah, that's it's the gospel records are the only records he won Grammys for. So anyway, all worth listening to.
Well, it's our post-game report today.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Christmas.
Well, we got to do a commercial first. Then you can talk about Christmas.
Brought to you by Solar.
So is it you or me? I did the last one.
You know what we got to do? We got to have Alex read one time and play that. That'd be fun.
We can have him in. We can have him come over and smoke cigars with us and then sit in on the show.
That'd be pretty good because electric rates are rising, and it's just another part of escalating living costs. It's just going to keep going up. It's so out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
So break the cycle, save money, embrace solar energy. Call Alex Garfield, 925-791-1776 for a complimentary consultation quote and no obligations. Alex is offering a Christmas special where you pay $1 a month for 6 months. You can't get anything for a dollar anymore.
No.
But you can get solar. Take a moment, switch now. Alex is your dedicated dealer from Solar Energy Partners, and he'll guide you. Act now by calling 925-791-1776. Keep more of your money. It's your money. And tell them Drake and Scott sent you. 925-791-1776.
Right on.
The year of our Lord. A.D.
That's right.
Now that C.E. stuff.
Well, C.E. could stand for Christ's era, so, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
We're doing okay. All right, so we got 2.5 minutes post-game wrap-up. You want to start with something?
Yeah, post-game brought to you today by Christmas. Don't be the Grinch. Decide what you like about it, embrace it, and then
is that a personal attack?
Why are you feeling guilty, Brian? Yeah. Relieve your guilt and embrace this holiday. Embrace the family. All the ones that are difficult or whatever, just be extra nice to them. Make it a great season for everybody. In fact,
that sounds like work.
No, I mean, how would Christmas go if you tried to make sure everybody else had a good time? Regardless of...
They'd all look at me funny and say, who are you and where's Brian?
And I think I want to spend next Christmas with him.
Yeah.
Right? Regardless of your own expectations, your own experience, how about you live for somebody else for a minute or a night? or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Say thank you for the stuff you're given.
I do that. I do that. That's only polite.
Smile. Tell some dad jokes.
All the dad jokes I know are dirty.
And, oh, here's a big one. Compliment the food that other people brought.
Yeah, see, the things you're talking about, it's like, I don't know why are we making that stuff Christmas specific? You should have that attitude every day of the year.
Yes, in order to do it every day, you have to practice, right? And so you're going to practice when it's easier.
Well,
in the Christmas holiday, everybody's in a good mood.
But I say thank you for dinner and stuff every night because, you know, Sarah's aunt does all the cooking. She won't let us use the kitchen. So, yes, and, you know, hey, thank you for making this, yada, yada, yada. And
you need to embrace the hand of the man from Galilee.
I've done that.
No, love your neighbor. Be nice. All lives matter. And hopefully you're not doing it with a new cat.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we might get a new cat. Found out about it last night. The cat's owner passed away. Now the friend of the late owner is trying to find a new home, and we're going to go take a look at this cat.
You know what I love about Christmas? Another thing for the list.
What?
My Christmases are cat-free.
You need to repent of your attitude. Glorious. About
I have a dog that would eat the cat. So.
That's just wrong. All right, it's Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com. Are we going to have Ziggy next week, or is he out again?
We're Ziggy free for a bit.
So he still gets paid?
Yeah, I know.
What is up with that?
Say a prayer for me now.
All right.
Do you know what that was?
No.
It's a line from a Wham song.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, it's don't say a prayer for me. Save it for the morning after.
No, that's Duran Duran.
Oh, is that Duran Duran?
Yes.
Yeah, they're all the same to me.
Oh, my God. All right. Drake and Scott, we'll see you next week.